Welcome to the Love and Logic Show with Dr. Charles Fay, brought to you by America's Parenting Experts.
This show is copyrighted by the Love and Logic Institute, Inc., all rights reserved.
From Studio 2B in beautiful downtown Golden, Colorado, please welcome the Doctor of Love and Logic, Dr. Charles Fay.
Hey, welcome to the show, folks. I got to ask you a question right now. As a kid, how many of you had a real special person in your life that really helped you get on track? I mean, there was something about this person that that motivated you, that inspired you, that maybe you were just slightly fearful of them, and you know, you knew they wouldn't hurt you, but you knew they'd be disappointed if you didn't do the right thing. Did you have one of those people in your life? If you did, you're a lucky person. Our guest today is a special person. I've known Dr. Michael Johnson for many years now. He's performed at a number of our conferences in the past, and we like to describe him as a fellow with diverse interests, to say the least. And if you're interested in going to one of those conferences, by the way, and this is one of those shameless self-promotion moments, you can give us a call at Love and Logic. That's 800-338-4065. Or you just remember the words Love and Logic. Type them into your search engine, and you'll find a phone number there. And we actually have real live people here in Golden, Colorado, sitting in beautiful cubicles, ready to meet almost all of your needs. Okay, and well, let's learn a little bit more about Dr. Michael Johnson. He's a former industrial psychologist, a university professor, an award-winning author, and he is a cowboy. Oh, I'll have to learn about that a little bit more. Michael is the 2005 Oklahoma Author of the Year, and he is the 2007 winner of the Hollywood Book Festival for his latest novel, Healing Shine, A Spiritual Assignment. The story of Michael's seven-year journey with the great but severely troubled roping horse called Shine. Wow, that's a mouthful. Well, we're going to learn about Shine, too, and here we are. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Dr. Charles Fay, and it's good to be with you.
Oh, man, you do sound like a cowboy.
I always wanted to be one.
Yeah, and you were. We'll get to that later. But let's dive right into asking you about what you're doing here. You've written 8 books, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and you roam all around this great country of ours. And so tell us, what drives you to speak and write all these books?
Well, it's people like you and your dad. As a young person, I was the original stray dog. I was a rodeo bum with a pocket full of F's, abysmal performance in school. Not evil, but like so many young people, just immature and silly and unfocused and devoid of hope. And caring adults and education changed my life. And now it's my passion to tell them two things. Thank you, which I'll never get that debt repaid. And secondly, if we can do that for me, we can do the same for countless others.
So what you're saying is that you were not a real great student. You were kind of like me. You know,
like
we've had this conversation before, and you and I think shared some very similar similar characteristics. I was not very interested in school, and my parents had almost given up on any possibility that I might have a somewhat academic future. And so I think one of the messages we want to give people is that there's hope for those kids, even when it doesn't seem like there is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I'm one of the main topics I'm getting right now, Michael, is how do we motivate kids? And, you know, I take emails here at Love and Logic for our show, and people email in their questions. And I'd have to say about 20% of those questions have to do with homework, schoolwork. How do you get the kid to get motivated? And producer Larry,
yeah.
I mean, Tom, Yeah, we had this guy named Larry that kept creeping in and out of the office. He was imaginary. But producer, Tom, how do people email in to get their questions addressed?
Well, they send an email to radioshow@loveandlogic.com, and you put your question there and leave your contact information, and we'll look through those questions and pull a few out for interesting phone calls. And then we'll read some of the questions on the air.
Excellent. Excellent. So you just go to our website, loveandlogic.com, and you know, you can pretty much follow directions, and
absolutely.
You'll be able to send in your information here. So Michael, I want to ask you this question. Okay. You know, there's a lot of people that seem to say, you know, you can't motivate another person. That person has to want to do it kind of from the inside out. And some people say you can't open up a mind and just pour in desire or motivation. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's a seductive way to think. At first glance, it seems to be true because we hear that all the time, that kids are different, they're not like they once were, they don't care, the schools are different, teachers have so many problems. But I'm really puzzled, you know, if we accept that negative belief system, because I know that you can motivate people. We can reach and inspire other human beings. And the reason I know that is because it was done to me.
Yeah, that's like me too. You know, there was somebody that motivated me.
Yes.
So how about this? How motivating is this? Let's see how this works. Michael?
Yeah.
For crying out loud, I am sick and tired of these grades you're bringing home. If you don't start bringing, you look at me when I'm talking to you. If you don't start bringing home some better grades and you start taking your life a little bit, what do you think? You want to be out on the street? Is that what you want? Now, how motivating is that?
Well, it causes my spirit to shrink.
Oh, man, that's never a good thing.
Oh.
No, and how about this one? How about this one? After all the things your mother and I do for you, the sacrifices we've had to make, is that a shrinker as well?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us, how do we, what's the secret? How do we motivate these kids?
Well, that's a wonderful question. Philosophers say the trick is to fall in love with the question. I'm in love with that question. I've devoted my life to finding the answer. And I've found some. I call these people not spiritual gurus handing out flowers at airports, but true helpers, ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things in the lives of others. They have some characteristics. They believe in us before we do. They know that we can, and they persist in that belief. They are not our syrupy best friend, but rather one who calls to the deeper part of us to become more. They want us to give the world the best we have. And when we waste our gifts, they don't hesitate to express their disapproval. And they encourage us. And that's you and your father are so eloquent about this. It is not false praise, not artificial flattery, but real and genuine encouragement.
You know, so I think one thing we can take from this is that the special people, I just call them special people,
yeah,
in kids' lives, they have high expectations.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they really believe that their kids can be successful and the kids around them. And, you know, we are living right now in a world where we are basically being sent messages over and over again that we shouldn't have high expectations for our kids. You know why? Well, because they're young, right? And because maybe they have ADHD, or maybe they have a learning problem, or maybe we live in a low income environment here, or maybe there's family dysfunction, and so we're being sent all these messages that we really shouldn't expect kids to realize their gifts. And I'm going to venture to say, Michael, that I believe every single person out there has at least one very, very powerful gift they can use to better this world.
I am convinced you are correct. And it's not something said to make people feel good. It's real. We really didn't get shortchanged.
Yeah, there's something inside of us that is a gift. And, you know, one of the things I often see that happened to me is that we spend all of our time trying to hammer the kid over their weaknesses, and they never have a chance to exercise any of their gifts. And so when we get back from this commercial break, you know, we have to have those. And I don't listen to the commercials, but I always listen, you know, and my job is to make sure that you don't listen to those commercials, that you're so obsessed with what's happening. So whatever you do, don't, if you're listening to the show, don't listen to this commercial that's coming up, because it's probably not something you're very interested in. But when we get back, we're going to talk with a caller who has a kid who is at this point in time, maybe a little bit of responsibility challenged. And remember, don't listen to this commercial. We'll be right back.
If you want solutions, pick up the phone and dial 888-303-2207.
Don't touch that dial. The doctor will be right back.